Hey, oh my, 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 my. Hey, we're back. Mad Mike, Wild Will, Coast to Coast. Mike, dude.
Yes, sir.
I'm having fun. I'm having fun.
This is different. I like this.
You know,
we always try to bring stuff that's new and different.
Yeah.
But actually doing this show tonight with, which is basically music with no words.
No words.
It's a little bit of a difference for us, but you can still feel what the artist was trying to convey, whether it's something happy or sad, or sometimes transitional, whether doing jazz or blues or whatever, you can actually feel the transition from one part of the music to the other, to the other. And you can, I just so appreciate that.
Yeah. Oh, let me tell you. Okay. What I got out of this. And so this is so much fun because, the first song, in that segment was Classical Gas, right? It is Mason Williams. All right. And Donna Lee by Charlie Parker. And so let me tell you what I took about those two things, because I was also thinking about the question you asked me, in the very early part of the show, is how does music make you feel psychologically and et cetera, right? And let's go back to Classical Gas. Oh my God, I had so much fun with that, because if you look Classical Gas, take that in right in the equation right there. And listen to all of the classical instruments that were played in that. You heard everything. You heard the horns, the strings, the violins, the wind instruments, you know, like the saxophones and the flutes. The flute is not a wind. Yes, it is a wind instrument also. The flute, the piccolo as well. And then, what else am I missing? I'm missing a whole bunch. The clarinet. You heard all of that. And like I said, the strings, where you had the violins, you know, you had the upright guitar. Whew. And it reminds me of, man, you know, when I played, in the orchestra, you know, in college and in high school and things of that nature, and you get such a rush, you know, being down there and you're waiting for your time to come in to do whatever you need to do. And then if there's a part of the song that featured your instrument, you know, and oh my goodness. It was a rush, brother.
Yeah, I hear you. Well,
okay.
You and I have some of the same background, because in junior high and high school, I played B flat clarinet and tenor sax.
You never told me. You never told me that, Mike. You don't disclose everything, do you?
Too.
No, you did not. You never did, Mike. No, I'm holding you to that, bro. You know I remember everything. You already know. take Donna Lee with Charlie Parker. That's another one of your picks, right? And that was like a supper club or something like that. And you got these old jazz greats just doing their thing on there. And it's a night out, a night when you can exhale, you know, and just enjoy the atmosphere, the ambiance and things of that nature.
Yeah.
So I hope I'm answering your question about how music affects me. Okay. And I think it also has a medicinal effect to it as well. I strongly believe that.
Yeah, we've talked about that many times. Sure.
Wow. Hey, Mike. Oh my goodness. Hey, I'm loving this, brother. I mean, I am absolutely loving this. Let's see. What do I have? Oh, this one right here. It's called Night Walk. So, Mike,
yes,
if
sir.
You were going to take a night, a walk at night, what are you looking for?
Love in all the wrong places.
I'll talk to you later, Mike.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to say, never mind. My bad.
Thank you. Oh yeah, we back. Mad Mike Wild Will Coast to Coast. Man, that song.
Rick that Braun. Man is bad on that bass, I'll tell you what.
Groover's groove. You're right, Mike. Look. The professor and I, we were just talking about this Monday night. How that bass, okay, oh my God. Who were the artists we were featuring last Monday? It'll come to me in a second, okay? We'll get to that in the meantime.
I didn't get to listen to your whole show on Monday. I'm sorry, but I got part of it.
It was a treat. It was an absolute treat. And when we're talking about, the more important thing is that bass player, okay? And then that rhythm section is more important than most of us think, all right? And when you have all this coming in harmony and syncing together, where you got the rhythm section, the guitars, you got the horns, you got everything, and then you got the vocal, well, when you play vocal music, but you incorporate all these things, and it's all about timing, isn't it? All about timing. All about time. And
that's kind of life, too.
Isn't it? And also,
I mean, William, think about you and I and the timing that brought us together, like 12 years ago. Think about the timing there. What's the chances that you and I would have met and become good friends and are doing stuff like this right now? What's the chances?
It was amazing. And you know, I tell you what, I'm going to tell this story one day, Mike, and it's called the fish story. Okay. I'm going to say real quick. I'm serious about this.
I believe you.
You know I am, because you know it's the truth. Because it's all because I was hungry one Sunday after leaving church and singing in the choir and singing for two services, and I wanted to go somewhere to get something to eat. And I drove miles out of my town to visit Mike's town.
About 20 minutes out of where you live.
Absolutely. Because I wanted fish. I wanted fried fish. And I knew that maybe they'll dump some money in. Anyway, and so I knew they had a reputation of being able to buy and fry. I mean, you buy, you fry it, and you take it home, and bam. And the whole, and all, everything there was great. All the food was great. I just had a great time, from all of that to the condiments to everything, right? But anyway, so I met Mike one Sunday, and, I didn't even know everything about him, obviously. And so he overheard a conversation I was having with someone else about a business venture, and he asked me about a particular investment. Because that's what I always do. Okay, let me drop a line here. WB Financial Services. WB Financial Services. WB Financial plug. Services 99@gmail.com.
Shameless plug.
Yeah, shameless. Yep. I have no shame. WB Financial Services 99@gmail.com. Hey, look, we'll give you investment advice. WB Financial Services. Okay. .com. All right. Anyway, how did I get off on that? So anyway, back. And so, Mike had prepared, my order for me, and it was, I have to say it, it was to perfection. And so the next Sunday, I decided to come back, and I met Mike on the way out, and I said, "Hey, Mike, you haven't called me yet." He called me right then at that time, right while we were in the store, and we've been friends ever since. And who knows? It was a fish story. I was hungry.
What's the chances?
Guess what? One of the best moves I ever made in my life, my dear friend.
I would say the same.
My play. Oh, my goodness. Mike, let's do this right quick. I've got something for you.
We go back. Right slow if you want. We don't have to do anything quick.
Oh, this one right here called Cadillac Slim. Okay. Okay, guys, don't even talk about it because you know I drive a Cadillac. Okay, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear a thing.
It's a 67 pink Cadillac that he drives.
That's right.
Hey, with
24s on it. With 24.
Oh, you're killing me, William.
Oh, man. I'm having fun, my friend. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Cadillac Slim. Call me Cadillac Slim. Call me RVA Slim. Call me Richmond Slim. I don't care. Just don't be Slim on the cash. Okay. Oh my goodness. We're back. We're back. Oh my. We, folks, Mad Mike and Wild Will is a thing. So make it a thing, right? Tune in each and every Thursday night. We talk about music. We talk about hilarity. Sometimes we'll dab a little bit of serious conversation in, but not a whole lot. We reserve that for the Boomerang Radio Show on Sundays at 6 p.m. right here on the East, 3 p.m. on the West, 5 Central, and 4 Mountain Times. All right? Getting a little feedback,
what,
Mike.
What are we going to do for Boomerang this Sunday?
Oh, we've been trying to get on to AI, artificial intelligence.
We're going to keep going with that? Okay.
Yeah, well, Mike, we haven't gotten started, really. I mean, well, we kind of got started, but you know what happens on the Boomerang Radio Show.
There's it goes so sideways.
And in a good way. A lot of times, because we talk about the things that are most important that we feel at that time and that we're passionate about. And we try to bring information, but also some possible solutions, folks.
Perspective that I was talking about earlier. Remember we talked about perspective?
Absolutely.
Do you want to just get funneled stuff that's one perspective and not even hear what else is going on? It's kind of like what we do here with Coast to Coast with music. You want to hear a wide...
Oh, my God. Mike froze on me.
Same thing with news. Same thing with information.
Man.
Let us put it all out there for you. Let us give you our perspectives, which, again, like William said, we don't necessarily agree on the Boomerang, but we're going to give you our perspectives on what's going on in society and what we think is important and what we don't think is important. And if you tune in, you're going to get at least perspective.
Right. And think about this, Mike. If I only heard one side all the time, then I become brainwashed to that information, and especially if I take it in and take that to be true. Let's hear both sides, and then you decide.
Let us decide. Otherwise, you're just a sheep.
You're absolutely.
Just following along with the rest of the flock.
Absolutely.
Why don't you step outside of the flock? And something that I brought up on, I think, Ann's show, her ministry show on Saturday.
Which was great. That was a great show.
Eating is an act of worship. And I talked about a little bit about something that I think all of you should look into, which is called sheep, wolves, and sheepdog. Mm-hmm. And where are you? Are you a sheep? Are you a sheepdog? Or are you a wolf?
Mm-hmm.
And I encourage all of you to look that up on the internet. I don't want to get too heavy on that because we're playing fun music right now and having a good time. But I encourage all of you to look at that perspective, because it goes from one end of the spectrum to the other. Are you a wolf, which is really the bad people, the evil in society? Are you a sheep, which puts you in the middle, which doesn't make you bad? Or are you a sheepdog, which looks after everyone else? Where are you in the spectrum, and can you change your position in that perspective? And does it give you that perspective that we're talking about here right now? So I'm sorry, William.
Don't apologize, because I'm gonna finish off, because what you said was brilliant. Because think about it. Do I want to be a leader or a follower? A leader doesn't mean I have to lead 1,000 people, but a leader means that you can lead your own life. You can be the audience of one. I mean, it doesn't matter. And, you know, just make up your own minds instead of following exactly.
Take control. Take control. What I like to push out to people is, are you on the beach waiting for the wave to wash over you?
Mm.
Are you upright and standing and determining your own future? So you can let the waves wash over you, or you can actually stand up and start walking and put yourself where you want to be.
Absolutely.
Which do you want for yourself?
Absolutely.
If you want to lay on the beach and let the waves wash over you, that's fine. You know, I'm not going to argue with you if that makes you happy. But I like, you know, I want to determine my own future.
Right. I didn't mean to. Well, I guess I did mean to laugh because it was funny. If you if you want to do this,
you're thinking. I know what you're thinking, William. You're thinking me naked, laying on the beach with a wave watching over. I know what you're going. You bad person.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, what a twist! What a twist! As the world really turns, huh? Okay. Anyway, hey, this is the mad pick, Matt. Okay.
Oh, I tell you nice. What.
That's right. It's time for the mad pick. Yep.
If you don't know this mad pick, you're not alive. Somebody better take your pulse because you might not be breathing anymore. But you got to know this one for sure.
Also, Sprock Zarathustra. You got a better pronunciation or enunciation?
No. Okay. No.
Okay.
I'm a redneck. I did
my best, bro.
That's what happens when you, yeah.
Yeah. Come on. Let's hear some volume here.
Do it.
Oh, there it is.
It's a little bit of a long intro, but you'll get it quick.
I know this. Love it.
You do. Music with no words.
Loved it. Always loved it. Oh, yes. That was the mad pick of the night. And then I have one for you. This one is called Lift It, Cindy Bradley. Kick back. Grab a glass. This is Mad Mike Wild Wheel Coast to Coast. This is the Wild Wheel pick of the night. Thank you. only on Mad Mike, Wild Will, Coast to Coast. Oh, do you get this?
So, hit, you know, pause that for just a second, man.
Got you.
So why was that your wild pick for tonight? I'd really like to know.
Oh, my God. The last one I played, oh, my goodness. Ah. It was one of adventure. It was one of adventure. It was one of feeling free. And when I say free, no, not locked up or anything like that, but sometimes you can't get locked up in your own mind and in your own circumstance. And you need to breathe sometime. So it was that pick. It kind of depicted that, freedom and, just feeling like, hey, I'm in control of my own destiny type.
I like it.
Oh man. That's what music does. And you brought this up earlier. See, Mike, okay, folks. Mike will play this guy that, okay, sort of like the Madlock type thing. Okay, that, oh, he's just asking questions. He doesn't know a whole lot. Yeah. But I know Mike. I know
and
Mike.
And I know Wild Will.
Yeah, you sure do, my friend. And so it is so great to collaborate with you. But to answer your question, that's what it all does for me. Folks, that's why we do not underestimate the power of music. And I mentioned earlier, I think a lot of us just take music for granted. It's always there, right? If you go into a department store, there's music playing. You turn on a TV, there's music in the commercials and the prelude to the broadcast or whatever it is. The music
why
in the
that?
Theaters. Because, okay, it does appeal. I tell you something else. Oh, let me go a little bit deeper. Okay, I'm glad you asked, Mike. Why do you think that you go to your church and before the preacher starts preaching, the choir starts singing? Okay, it's a warm-up. It's a psychological. And I'm not saying it's a good or bad thing. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is it gets you into the mood to receive the verbal message that's coming out. And that is a fact. Otherwise,
well
it wouldn't
put,
be
well
there.
Put, Wayne.
I'm sorry. Say that again, sir.
No, I said, well put. You like capsulized it perfectly. Yeah, I get it.
Perfect. Yeah, absolutely. And so that's why you hear music, you go to a music. Can you imagine going to any of your favorite movies and there's no sound? Imagine going to a Star Wars.
You and I have talked about, we've talked about also like hit songs from movies and musicals that we're going to do a night about that somewhere.
We have to, Mike. I couldn't agree more. Think about, okay, you Trekkies out there. Think about going to a Star Trek movie and there's
no
sound effect. All right? And those sound effects incorporate what? Music. All right, it does. Think about that. And I'm going to just do this. I'm going to step off base for a second. I remember they tried an experiment on TV one time. Okay, where it was a football game. No sound. I don't know what genius came up with that crap. Okay. I have no idea. No sound. And all you were, the whole whatever time it takes, except for commercials or whatever it is, it was the most boring. I walked away from that. It was nothing. No announcers, no music.
No commentary. No color. No nothing.
Nothing. Folks. Sound is so vitally important to our lives. You already have it. Just realize it. Okay? Mike, I was going to go to something else, bro. But you asked me the question. Let me go to something here. Oh boy.
Oh, I will. Do it.
I got you, bro.
Button. You can do it.
Guess what? I'm going to do it right now.
Nice.
Oh, how about that for dropping the needle? Man, Mike, wow, we're coast to coast. This is how we do what we do.
Thanks it's for being here with us, everyone. Thank you.
It's the East Coast, West Coast connection. Mad Mike Wild Will. I love it.
We'll be right back.
Stop depresses. Stop depresses. Stop de- Mike.
Whew. Yes, sir.
Hey, bro. You threw a fastball in there. Funk not. Is it funk not? Dude. Now, you know, I'm going to have to throw the R word in here now.
No, funk number one.
Funk number one. Yeah. Yeah. Funk. Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't have my glasses on. Funk number one. Yeah. Funk number one is funk number one. Oh, my.
I think we actually played this on Coast to Coast maybe a couple of months ago.
Mike, we could have, bro. But I tell you what, it hit me tonight.
It's good.
That is, it's been,
all girl band.
Yes, we did.
Japanese,
oh.
And they smoke this.
Oh, wow. We've
got
to
smoke this.
Look, I'm looking forward to what else they have because smoke it. Look, dude, they barbecued it, rotisserie, sauteed it, and then threw it on the grill. Oh. Mike, wow.
These ladies are incredible.
Tokyo Group. Women, hold it. Tokyo Group. Is it possible that they're from Tokyo? No, I'm serious about this.
Well, I'm guessing.
We're going to have to find out because, look, that's going into the rotation. That is... the WB's Platinum Party Hall of Fame.
In the rotation? In the rotation?
Absolutely, brother.
Nice.
Look, I tell you what. And because of that, we've got to play another one of your jams over here. What else you got coming for us right here? Because we came to party. Mad Mike Wild Will Coast to Coast. I'm telling you, it's the only show of its kind. I promise you that.
Oh, you won't hear this nonsense anywhere else. You just won't.
Nowhere else. Because it's not scripted.
No, it's not.
Bleed it. Yes, we are back. That's right. Vincent Ngala. If I could fly. Hey, we're back. Mad Mike and Wild World Coast to Coast. Oh, my God. Mike. Yeah, you're right, bro. You know, each week I text you, I said, hey, Mike, man, that was a good show. Each week, and it gets gooder and gooder and gooder.
That's right. Not a word.
It is a word now.
That's not a word. You can't use that. Gooder is not a word.
A gooder is not a word. Well, guess what, brother? It is now.
It is now.
How do you think that ain't got, how come for years the word ain't wasn't in the dictionary, but it is now?
It is now.
Because people kept using it. And folks, my word is gooder and gooder and gooder and gooder and gooder. So it's already copyrighted, okay? Understand that.
And you've heard it here.
You heard it here. Oh, my God. First. If my friend Beverly Haynes Oh, she just sent me a text message. Oh my God. Oh boy. Hey, Beverly. Okay. Hey, sweetie. We'll talk later. Okay. My blessings are to you. Okay. There's an emergency with her. Oh my goodness. Okay.
Sorry, Beverly.
That's right. Oh, but, guess, oh my goodness. The brat of the century, is listening. Okay. My friend. Okay. The host of Miss CC's
the brat, that must be Ann, huh?
No, it's the other one.
Oh.
Oh.
I knew it had to be one of those two.
Yeah. Well, you know, it had to be. It had to be, you know, they really don't know how to act. And then Dr. Sims, so, yeah. No, I'm not. No, the feud is on. The feud is on.
You know the term a woman scorned?
Yeah, I heard that.
Watch out.
But guess what? There are no papers signed and I'm 2,500 miles away. So, guess what? And then I have you to have my back.
You know, your hair looks nice today, William.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. Anyway, Cece, out of the theme, and we know, guys, if you have a request, and generally we'd like for you to follow the theme, because she can't follow instructions, but she sent in a request. And Mike?
Oh.
Yeah, well, she did.
I might have to go.
No, hang around, Mike. No, you're not going to leave me here alone. She sent in a request, and so, audience, whether you are a part of this magnificent station or not, and we love it when our other hosts tune in, Mike. It's a great thing.
I listen to everybody. I try to anyway. You know, sometimes my life gets in the way, but I try to listen to like Cece's show before us, and I listen to Monday Night Madness. I listen to your Sunday show with Jazz. I try my best to listen to all the shows here.
I love
because
it.
I get information that gives me, again, I'm going to bring up the same word I brought up before. It gives me
perspective. Absolutely.